You couldn't make it up. English news on December the 19th. If your Christmas card from Charles and Camilla hasn't arrived, I can console you by describing the picture that should have had pride of place on your mantelpiece. Camilla, Duchess of Cornwall, wears a mint green jacket and a rather large white hat with the profile of a cartoon submarine. The Prince of Wales and his wife are both smiling. Charles is almost laughing, though probably not at her hat if he knows what's good for him. Charles wears a black top hat and a grey morning coat. He has a cornflower in his buttonhole, its blue reflected in the faint blue of his shirt, and a pale lilac tie. They were photographed at the horse races at Royal Ascot. The picture is full of cheer. Perhaps they had just bet on the winner. Another picture you won't be getting is the Picasso print that was raffled to raise money to save the ancient Lebanese town of Tyre. The lucky winner of the prize draw was an American chap called Mr. Gonano, who says that he was looking for art for his living room wall. In an interview yesterday, he said he wasn't sure if he would actually be able to hang the picture on a nail, as it's worth $1 million. But at the same time, he wasn't planning to sell it just yet. Well, maybe in the new year, Mr. Gonano. One picture that can certainly be in full public view is the Parchment Bravery Award being given to 92-year-old Jessamine Scoos, who saved her 6-foot-tall neighbour, Evan Davis, from his smoke-filled flat and wheeled the 97-year-old man to safety using her shopping trolley. Jessamine is surprised to be hailed as a hero. "All I did was use my wartime training to remain calm in emergencies," she said. "Anyway, what I'm in the world for is to help people." Now, there's a good New Year's resolution for us all, to be a better neighbour. That's all for now. Bye.